What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,600 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this would be possible without you guys. So I thank you so, so very much. And yes, we are still dealing with pandemic life, but that doesn't mean that you can't be stylish, even if you are still at home. So today I would love to introduce to you guys for the first time ever on my show, because I've been looking for a company, a brand like this one. For the first time ever, I have the founder and CEO of Notique, the Vivian Jade. Hey, Vivian Jade.
Hello, Ash. I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. So, Vivian, where in the world are you today?
All right. So first of all, Ash, I was born in Lagos, Nigeria. And over 20 years ago, I moved to the United States with my parents. And here I am in Texas. We just survived the storm. And so I'm based in Texas at the moment and, you know, grateful to be here today.
Yes. Now, I was talking about having a company of your caliber on my show because for many years I've been trying to get a vegan leather brand to talk with me about the whole process, about how they, you know, how they figure out the different ways of doing it. And I just couldn't get anybody. And then I connected with you. So, I want to talk about first, what inspired this company?
Okay. So, I would like to share just from a personal experience. I spent a lot of time over the years serving people and maybe being, you know, I've always been that go-to girlfriend, the resource girlfriend, kind of like Ash, you know? Everybody comes to you to ask questions and everyone wants to get something started. And I observed a struggle that many of us had. I noticed that many of us were leaving opportunities on the table or many of us were leaving missing out, particularly women, not because we were not gifted, not because we did not have the skill, not because we did not have the talent, but because we have not figured out this personal organization thing. And so we were missing out on success because somebody that we're actually more skilled at was more organized in the way they presented themselves, more organized in the way they put their work out there, more organized in the way they went about executing a business idea, more organized in the way they carried themselves. And so I decided to raise my hand to help, to be that person, to help somebody. Hey, you can do this. And it's okay that you're not the most intelligent in the room, but how about we get to the top by just being organized and having some form of practical plan to help us achieve our goals. So Notique was born from that place of need and a place of wanting to empower somebody else with what they already have. All right. I think all of us have access to time. All of us.
Right.
Even if we're not super talented, but we have access to time. And all of us can sit down for the most part, okay? For the most part, can sit down and give some thought and some plan and hopefully write down a starting point and an ending point and have something to follow. So, yep, that's what inspired this brand.
Oh, wow. Wow, sensational. So when you had this idea and you're like, you know what, this is what I'm going to do, what was your next step? How did you figure out exactly what you wanted to market?
All right, very well. I noticed that there was still, well, I always write on paper. I always write on paper. I'm a tech girl I like to say that I'm a tech girl with a heart for paper. So while I do work on my computer, I still like the idea of writing down my plans and my thoughts. And miraculously, I have to say, it's a mystery how many times when I do write something down that I see it come to pass. Mm-hmm. And so I started to research, how can I help somebody without necessarily standing next to them or being standing over them? How can I help somebody achieve their own goals? How can I help somebody become a better version of themselves? How can I help somebody reach for something they've always desired? And I found out that my area of genius is paper. I've served in the wedding and event industry for several years. Mm-hmm. I've produced many beautiful communique on paper. And so the next natural progression for me on what more I could do with paper was helping people organize their thoughts and their goals on paper. And so Nautique was born with the idea of putting together simple, elegant, and empowering or inspiring tools that can help the woman achieve her goals. You know, she has something she carries along with her that represents her, that is a projection or an extension of her, and that says a lot about the kind of woman she is or the kind of woman she desires to be, and she's able to reach and achieve her goals. So that's kind of what sparked this idea for Nautique. And then I particularly wanted to go after the woman that cared about her fashion sense, you know, and how she enters a room or how she enters a business meeting or meets with her customers. And I noticed that in the marketplace, there are not enough brands that represent those of us who care about the environment, those of us who care about presenting ourselves in the most tasteful and professional manner, those of us who still want to project that, listen, you know, I'm grateful for who I am. I've got some form of power within me. I'm still reaching, and I want to achieve my goals. And so I wanted to put together a brand that represents that kind of woman and that inspires her as she seeks to become all that she desires to be.
Gotcha. Amazing. So as you were developing the brand, what was the first challenge that you faced?
Oh, goodness. People knowing me. I think people knowing me. And if I were to reword that, I would say the challenge of feeling small, the challenge of feeling lost in the crowd. Producing products such as planners and agendas and organizers, I didn't even know that maybe there was a community out there for people that cared about writing on paper. I know there is, but in terms of just really discovering that there's a global community around that. And when I did discover, I'll be honest, Ash, I felt small. I felt late to the game. Mm-hmm. I felt that there was no room out there for me. And I don't know if anyone listening to this episode has ever felt that way. And you and I know that it's not a great place to be emotionally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you might even feel deflated and just want to give up or throw in the towel. And that's how I felt when I realized that, wow, there's so many people who care about this topic. There was this quiet darkness of, oh, maybe no one would even want to give me room. But I'll be honest, I'm grateful. I'm a woman of faith. And through that season, I just kept praying and asking the Lord to help me. You know, Lord, I feel late to the game, but can you help me? I feel late to the game, but I know that there's room for me if you say that there's room for me. Yeah. And my faith helped me to stick it out and to just keep showing up. And so practically, Ash, I showed up on social media every day. Mm-hmm. I used hashtags that I hoped people would use to discover this topic about planning and writing on paper. And I started with zero, Ash, and every day I would show up, even when I didn't feel like it. And before I knew it, I had 50 people following me, and I celebrated it, which is another thing, you know? I celebrated it. And then 100, I celebrated it. And then one day, Ash, I received a private message from a blogger who said, "Hey, I just discovered your brand. Guess from where, Ash?"
Instagram.
From one of the hashtags that I've been using. And, "Hey, I just think this is great, what you're bringing to the market. I like your perspective, and I want to share it with my audience." And she just, it was kind of like an answer to prayer. She became an answer to prayer. And she's just a lovely lady. Her name is Elaine Michelle. She's a YouTuber. And she just took my brand, and she shared it with her audience. And from that, it sparked a ripple effect. And so if there's anything I would leave with an entrepreneur that is maybe starting out or feeling small or wondering if there's room for them, is just keep showing up. You never know who's watching. So from my little number, there was somebody that discovered me in my consistency, and she took it. She ran with it. And here we are today. Several people, of course, have discovered the brand. But it took one person discovering me from consistency. You see what I mean? Just one person. And so never underestimate the power of your small. Never underestimate it. Never look down on yourself. And don't give up yourself. Don't give up on yourself already is what I would leave there. Don't give up on yourself already. And that's what got me through that challenge of overcoming that small, seeing myself as small mindset with my business idea.
Yes. I love that. Yes, never underestimate your brand. Perfect. Perfectly put. So, Vivian, what are some of the offerings that are on the website today?
Ooh, Ash, we just launched Primavera, which is our spring line, our spring collection. And this collection features two spectacular colors that I considered. I wanted to bring a message of hope, a message of newness, a message of abundance, considering all of the pain that many of us have had to struggle and deal with from the start of the pandemic last year. And so there are two starring colors, Bliss, which is a heavenly shade of blue that reminds us of newness, of freshness, of hope, of love, and it reminds us of giving ourselves another opportunity to start again or to keep reaching in spite of. And then the color Lush, which is a color of green, of abundance. It stirs up the emotions of abundance, of just growth, all right? Growth, which is really where many of us desire to be now. And so I hope that with these two colors in this collection, along with several others, that a woman would have a tool by her side to encourage her to not give up on her dreams, to not give up on herself, and to not give up on life. So if anyone who visits the website will get a chance to preview this collection that projects this positive message.
I love it. Vivian Jade, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you beyond words. Let everyone know. Thank you. But let everyone know where they can find you on social media and also the website.
All right. So again, this is Vivian Jade. Thank you for having me here and listening to this episode. You may find me at notique.com. That is notiq.com. And I like to say that we are the brand that celebrates and empowers the world's most ambitious women. And so I look forward to serving your wonderful audience. And you may catch me online at Notique Brand.
All right. You guys heard it here first. Vivian Jade, much more success to you and your team and everyone that is backing the movement. You've got my full support, darling. I love it.
Thank you.
Definitely love it. And I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face. You tell them, don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history. That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.